hard work of kids.
Definitely, you know, these kids have worked extremely hard, and we talked about how hard they work and how much they actually enjoy working hard. And so that makes my job pretty easy, and it's made it pretty easy all year that they want to come in and work extremely hard and have fun doing that. And so that's what we've done, and, you know, I think we try to do that tonight. We do believe that we're at that caliber of play. They just played at that caliber way more often than we did. And so credit them. They're a good team. They came out and played better than us tonight. And, you know, I think we've started something here, and we've built something that we can build on.
Did you feel pretty good about where you were at half, down seven there?
I did, yeah. I mean, they got us out of our rotations really early on defense and got us kind of confused, and we weren't really bickering at all. They were knocking down open shots, and that can really kind of, you know, take the wind out of your sails a little bit, and then the big guys get hot when, you know, they're hitting outside too, and so then they get confident, and, you know, we don't know where to go after that. And so I think that kind of didn't really give us any doubt by any means, but it was that sign of frustration that is just like, holy cow, you know, we're trying, just can't get anything to work. And then, you know, offensively, we were kind of able to make some big shots at times to keep us in it. Then when they got us out of sync defensively, which obviously was in the beginning of the third, came out hot with the big guys getting going really early, and then we struggled offensively. And so the next thing, it goes from a 7-point game to a 20-point game. So credit them.
I know juniors and seniors a lot have to do with the great success you had. But can you talk about that 7-person senior class and, you know, kind of flipping the script here for AHSCW basketball?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had, I think, maybe 7 or 8 seniors their value to the team wasn't always measured in playing time. And those guys came in and worked their butts off all the time, made each other better, made everyone else around them better. They probably mean more to just the whole school and the culture change than anything. They were 8th graders my first year, and what they dedicated and committed themselves as people, as well as athletics, has really transformed themselves and programs that they're involved in. And so I was fortunate enough to have some extremely awesome young men that were part of the basketball program. And so, again, made my job pretty easy.
There's kind of a risk involved in stating your goal that publicly. I mean, not all teams are willing to do that. Why were these guys just willing to put themselves out there like that? Just because they believe that they earned the right to do what they wanted to do?
We talked about, you know, when you want something really bad and you're willing to work for it, there's no shame in putting your goals out there. And, you know, they've been told that you can't do this, you can't do that for a long time. And when you're putting the work in and you kind of hear that, it was almost a sense of pride and, you know, ownership that we're going to put it out there and we're going to work for it and kind of come stop me type of deal. And that's really hard to do, you know. That's hard to do as young men. And they did that in the game of basketball, but I think that's really going to help them in the game of life. So,
what's the hardest part of going in and talking to those seniors, just seeing their faces? I mean, just what they wanted, you know, we all know what they wanted to do. Not easy to coach.
Yeah, you know, probably the hardest thing was the fact that, you know, I had kids that really loved the game of basketball. I had kids that liked basketball and worked hard, and they were great young men. But I got kids that loved being in the gym. You know, if it wasn't with me, it was with my kid, or, you know, whatever the case may be. They loved being in the gym. They loved working hard. They loved the game. And so the fact that that opportunity maybe to get better, take their game to the next level, or take this team to the next level, the fact that opportunity was is done, I think was probably the hardest for them, as well as me, to not go in there and say, hey, we got another great opportunity to get better. And that's what we lived by this year was, you know, we're going to take one game at a time, one possession at a time to get better. And that, by far, was the hardest.
So you think you've seen that impact on younger kids and others watching this team play this well this year?
For sure, yeah. I got more kids, not just in the gym, but buying in and understanding what it means to be a good team. And that even though you're a good team, you still have to play good. And how you do that, you know, we talked about stating a goal. We weren't afraid to put that goal out there because we also knew how we needed to get there. And we believed in the how first and the process, and that's kind of why we were able to take it to the next level this year.